Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
It's nighttime. It's the right time to check those trends with me, Miles Gray. And who is that over there? Who is that in the shadows? What's that? What's that blast of light I see?
It's a scam.
Oh.
Me, the human form of a scam, Lacey Mosley.
Serial entrepreneur herself, Lacey Mosley. Welcome, welcome.
Yes.
Let's talk what's trending. On Twitter, Google, whatever, let's just see what everybody is talking about right now, because boy, they're talking. Up top, hashtag RIP Taco Bell. Now, if people know, if they listen to this show, I fucking love Taco Bell.
Doritos, but you know what? Locos?
Oh my goodness. A Mexi Melt? Oh my goodness. But you know what I love more? Black people. So
yeah.
It's time to put Taco Bell on in the fucking trash can. Not to mention, look, I think before, the looking at some of the money that has been going out to, you know, various companies, how they spend their money, I think a lot of people have been trying to clean up what you consume, right? So no, like maybe my dollar isn't going to a place that it doesn't need to go. You know, the owners of Taco Bell, the parent company, they ride with Trump. That's a problem. And I probably should have let them go sooner. But now, you know, like they're really, a lot of companies are doing the most to actually silence black people and allies, you know, whether it's Starbucks, like going back and forth on whether or not they'll allow employees to wear BLM pins or things that signify their support of the movement or solidarity with it. Or we're seeing things like this moment where there's like basically it's a video of an employee of Taco Bell basically being fired because he wore a Black Lives Matter face mask as he was working.
Which is absolutely ridiculous. You know, Taco Bell's big slogan is live mas, which means live more. And all this time, they weren't including black people in that. So
they were live menos.
Live menos.
Right.
For the blacks.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really disappointing to see, you know, businesses that you really love and enjoy do things like this, especially because they have such a black consumer fan base, as they do. You know, a lot of people love Taco Bell.
Right.
And to go out of your way to be racist is just, it's one, unnecessary, and two, just so completely deplorable, considering the times especially.
Yeah, the person like in the video, now I don't know, it hasn't been vetted, so I'll say this. I was done with Taco Bell, like, when I had to have a serious reckoning with a lot of the shit that's been going on. I think a lot of people have had to have reckonings with themselves of shit I was letting go of. Been like, well, I'll eat there. Like, you know, the lemonade, the chicken, like, okay. Nah.
I gotta put bigot chicken? That
I know,
chicken?
But you know what? But it got to a point where I had to really decide, like, where, if I use all the money I make as a human being and where that goes and what it's supporting or not supporting, I had, you know, we have to be very conscious of that, especially now. But looking at this, according to the video, like, you can hear a manager off camera saying you can't bring politics into the building, insisting that, like, people had to wear regular face masks, that this was political. And the employee, his name's Denzel Skinner, he said, I'm not bringing politics in. This is what I'm standing for. That's just, you know, they got to figure something out.
Black Lives Matter isn't a political movement. Is it entrenched in policy that is hurting Black lives and systemic racism? Absolutely. But the fact that we're asking people not to kill us, or demanding it rather, that's not political. That's just us, like, wanting to be alive. You can't vote for Black lives. And I think that a lot of racist people think that that is something that they get a say in. Like, oh, well, no, we vote. We vote for all lives.
Vote
no, there's no voting. There's no voting.
This is a statement. But again, we're not... So much educating that has to constantly be happening for people who just want to, you know, would rather just ignore the state of things than to, you know, just perpetuate bullshit like this. It sucks to see shit like this. This is such a big moment, and to not even be able to extend that understanding to it, if you're not Black, you know, the least you can do is say, I don't know what it's like. And I'm not about to try and tell somebody what to do. It'd be one thing if he came in here with some, like, you know, really, like, offensive face mask. But to even tell a Black person that them having something that says Black Lives Matter is political or somehow controversial, you are already demeaning. This is the secondary, like, these are the kinds of struggles Black people go through, right? The first one is when colonizers or slavers take away your physical body, your space, your agency, and all those things. And that's, like, the first trauma. And then the second thing you have to go through as a person of color is to then try and reclaim that dignity and reclaim your humanity and reclaim some sense of equality. And watching this shit play out over, these cycles continue, man.
This is a firm statement that Taco Bell wants to support and make its racist buyers comfortable, because the only people that Black Lives Matter makes uncomfortable are people who don't believe that Black Lives Matter. So basically, Taco Bell is saying we need to protect the feelings of our white supremacist supporters and customers over the lives of our Black employees.
Mm-hmm. They said, so the funny thing is, when this story comes out, who's the first outlet that Taco Bell gave a statement to? News outlet? Who do you think?
I'm going to go.
You already know. You already know.
BET.
Oh my God.
I'm going to go with Brio.
Yeah, no, they called Bishop.
Post,
they called up Bishop T.D. Jakes and they got him on the phone. No.
Louis Farrakhan.
They got Fox Business. So Fox Business, they go calling Fox Business and they said, they have since apologized to the employee for the incident and voiced the company's solidarity with the Black Lives Movement. They say, quote, we believe Black Lives Matter. We were disappointed to learn about the incident that took place in Youngstown, Ohio. We take this very seriously. We have been working very closely with our franchisee that operates this location to address the issue. Our chief people officer and Yum's chief diversity and inclusion officer, those sound like great titles, spoke with Denzel last week to apologize and discuss the situation. Our goal is to ensure our policies are inclusive and keep our team. You know, that's a lot of lip service, because here's what I'm saying. We saw right after the first week after George Floyd was murdered, that following week, a lot of companies came out with their sort of like boilerplate milquetoast statements of being like, you know, we're seriously committed to making sure we address racial injustice. And I feel like so many of them signed off with more to come. We're listening, or some version of this of sort of like, we don't know quite yet what we're going to do, but we want to leave the door open.
Right. It's probably going to be nothing. We're hoping you forget.
Yeah. Just so you know, we're waiting. We're waiting for that more to come. We're okay. Still. Yeah. We are waiting with open ears to hear what
I'm
that
like
more
that
is.
New York, I love New York meme of Tiffany Pollard sitting on the bed
in the
and
bed
all my
with
clothes
the
with my sunglasses on, just waiting for the more to come.
Yeah, exactly. Or that one meme of John Travolta in Pulp Fiction when he walks in the house and he's confused looking around because nobody's there. That's like everybody like, oh, y'all said more to come. And here's me like, where's the
more? When is it coming?
Jamie Foxx is also trending because I guess he's going to play Mike Tyson in a movie. Okay.
He does a great Mike Tyson impression. Jamie Foxx has a he does. He has a fantastic ear. He did it recently during the Instagram Live days of quarantine, and it's so good. And also, Jamie Foxx has been in the streets, you know, really speaking up about Black lives and donating his time and his money to the causes. Also, shout out to Terrell, Texas. We were born, both of us, in Terrell, Texas.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, my mom went to high school with him, and he's a king. I love him so much. Eric Bishop. Wait, is shout out to Eric.
It is. Wait, who's that? Is that his real name?
Eric Bishop is Jamie Foxx's real name. He changed his name, stage name to Jamie Foxx because women tend to get up on stand-up lineups faster. So he changed his name to be Jamie Foxx, so it was more androgynous. Like gender. Yeah, to be androgynous. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I stand Jamie. I truly do.
What'd you say his real name? Eric what?
Eric Bishop.
All right, Eric Bishop. Go on. Go on, Eric Bishop. Go forth. Were they in the same class in high school, your mom and Jamie Foxx? Or an Eric?
I'm not sure about that, but I know that at one point they attended the same high school.
Is he the who? What other, aside from you and Jamie Foxx, who else is out of Terrell, Texas that we need to know about?
No idea.
Nobody else?
No.
Okay, so just a town of Black excellence. I like that.
Yeah.
Moving on, what else is trending? Beethoven. Because everybody, this is a tweet going around saying Beethoven was black. It's a debate now. Beethoven black. I don't know what that means. I have no idea. I didn't even know that was a thing. I always heard the thing like Babe Ruth was Dominican, but I didn't know if Beethoven was black. So sure, I think it's more just in the spirit of fun, but I have no idea. Like, I think a lot of people have rightly so said, rather than debating about that, why don't you, there are actual like black composers. That were from the 19th century, like George Bridgetower, who was like a Polish, I think he was born in Poland, but was black and also a composer. But hey, we'll claim Beethoven. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Fuck
why me. Not?
That's mine too. Yeah. Great. And finally, Raven is trending. Raven Simone. And again, she's celebrating, right?
Right. This is her celebrating her relationship. She's married the woman of her dreams, who she says truly understands her. A few people on Twitter are interested in her spouse because it is a white woman who they say looks like Mariah Carey.
Kind of does definitely have Mariah Carey vibes in that profile. Like, are we both looking at the same photo where it's her with they're side by side holding each other, smiling and laughing?
There's
and we get a profile of Raven. Oh, okay.
One is her in the car with the girl, and she has her hand kind of placed in between her legs, and she's giving her a kiss on the cheek. And then the other one is where she's wearing a veil, and it looks like Raven is in some sort of suit.
Oh, okay.
Where they've just gotten married.
I mean, what do we know about her? You know,
I don't know anything about this woman, and I've never seen her before, and I love. When there is a situation like this where someone has a spouse and you've never heard anything about them.
Yeah, because it's so... that's why I like celebrities who are just like, you're not going to know a fucking thing about me. I mean, granted, Raven Simone has a very public life too, but like when people are actually really good at having those boundaries to the point where like the press is never like, when are they going to open up about this? Or I don't know what the narrative is around her, but you know, I always like seeing people who are able to like maintain some semblance of, you know, a life.
Privacy.
People are so obsessed.
And I think that's important. When you open yourself up, then you've opened the door. So now it's like, if anyone has any commentary on your business after that, they fully have the right to. That's why I felt bad for Angelina Jolie, because all her relationships were so public and she was wearing, you know, Billy Bob's blood on her neck and stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, once you wear somebody's blood on your neck,
exactly.
we got questions.
Right. And you have ammo to say shit to them like, well, you had his blood on your neck. And it's like, damn, that's right. Y'all knew about that because everything was out in public. And I even told you the meanings of all my tattoos. So now I have
keep that blood in your pocket. Don't put that blood on your neck.
All right. Well, hey, that's a great advice for this Thursday. Keep that blood in your pocket, not on your neck. And you can quote that. Lacey, thank you so much for joining me for this episode of The Trends.
Of course.
And then, you know, I think maybe I'll catch you tomorrow. Catch you later on the regular show. Okay, cool. All right, everybody, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Do good. Do good in the world. Like, do some good. For real. Like, objectively, try it. Okay? We love y'all. Be good. Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.